Let's talk small cap stocks. This is a sector we've heard a lot about coming into 2020. A lot of folks said you should pay attention to small cap stocks. Generally, they've been underperforming their big cap brethren, but we found somebody who actually beat the mark big time. Chris Retzler, portfolio manager, managing director of Needham Asset Management, about $500 million under management. He is a manager of the Needham Small Cap Growth Fund. That was up 54.5% in 2019. That was the top performing equity fund in the U.S. in 2019. Chris, what did you guys do last year that was so right?
Hi, thank you for having me. It was a lot of sector performance that we were invested in. Typically, we have a lot of money in technology, but it's those end markets. What is it propelling? It's those growth areas where companies like Facebook, Apple, Microsoft are buying that equipment that we're invested in, those supply chains. So those are some great areas. We also have the continuation of investment in the production of semiconductors, so semi-cap equipment names did very well kind of post summer last year when people were thinking about the big R word of recession. We didn't believe that, and we got more fully invested at that point in time. So those were some of the areas. Also M&A was an activity last year where larger companies are dipping down to buy those small cap companies where it's kind of outsourced R&D, and then they can buy that growth and incorporate it into their businesses.
So small caps, your fund performed really well. In general, small caps have underperformed large caps as an asset class, and that underperformance has continued this year. The Russell 2000 now up 1.6% versus a 4.3% gain on the S&P 500, including reinvested dividends. And I just have to wonder, is this a warning signal that the Russell 2000 is sending to large caps saying, hey, the fundamentals in the United States maybe aren't as good as some people are implying based on where the stock is trading for the larger companies?
Mm-hmm. I think we're going through a period of some pullback. It's something that we prepared for in December coming into the new year. We thought that there could be some more caution, more volatility. You know, we're clearly in an election year. There's going to be a lot of headlines out there.
Yeah, none of what we're seeing so far has to do with the election.
But from an investor confidence perspective, which is I think you were getting to on small caps, they typically are more illiquid. And so I think investors have been pushing more towards the larger caps where they have flexibility to come in and out of the names a little easier than we do in small cap. But that's the opportunity for active managers like ourselves as we wait, and we wait for those fat pitches because it's kind of trading by appointment in many cases. And that's where we have been deploying capital in the new year here, where we've seen some significant pullbacks in some names. That's where longer-term investors should be putting their money.
Yeah, we've just seen the equity markets just roll over really in the last half hour here, where S&P and the Dow are off more than 1%, NASDAQ off 1.5%. So coming into 2020, again, Lisa and I, the first few weeks of the year, we had a lot of folks coming on with their 2020 outlooks, their 2020 trades, and we heard one of the consistent ones that we heard was small caps. Do you still think there's value in small caps relative to some of the larger caps?
I do. And I think there's more value being created every day right now because what did change was the coronavirus in China. That is significantly going to impact the supply chains. It's going to impact companies. A lot of companies right now are saying we gave guidance excluding that impact. And I think you're going to begin to see that pre-announcement phase in March where you're going to hear more and more of them quantifying what that impact is because it is real.
Okay, so this raises a bunch of questions. First of all, what are you buying that you see being pulled back that you're diving into right now?
What we're looking for are companies with good technological moats.
You're not going to name names, are you?
Not right now.
Okay,
I'm not going
that's
to.
That's totally okay. Fine. Technological moats. But the second point that I was going to make as you talk about the effect of the coronavirus is a lot of people thought that smaller caps would be more immune to that, considering mm-hmm. the fact that they're more domestically focused. Are you suggesting that perhaps that's not the case?
Yes, I think small caps generally over the last couple of decades have been becoming more global. They're filling that supply chain overseas. You know, even though Apple may be an end customer or Samsung, a lot of that manufacturing is done overseas or assembly, but the IP is created here on shore, which is, again, why we're trying to protect that IP. But yes, we do think that there is going to be a lot of unknowns that are going to come out in the next couple months because you've got demand destruction going on in China where the Chinese can't even leave their houses. But also, people that went away can't come back to the factories. They can't even travel from province to province. And so there's kind of two pieces there. What's occurring with what's being sold and also what can be manufactured, and are there enough supplies in those factories if they come back online? So I don't think it's going to be equal across all companies.
Chris Retzler, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it. Retzler is Portfolio Manager and Managing Director at Needham Asset Management, joining us here in our 1130 studios. Interesting to see the expectation for ongoing weakness being potentially a buying opportunity, I guess, depending on your outlook going forward.